money, Rudo.
Yeah.
To our show, not your own show.
Hey, Harper.
Harper.
So, yeah, head over to xray.fm. Hit that donate button. It'll take you to the donation page.
Peer to peer.
Peer to peer. Hit that button. News of My Fiance. If you just type in news, bam, our page will pop right up. And, yeah, you can also just make a donation to the station and let them know, you know, the fiance's got you in the donating mood.
Yeah.
Yeah. We got options. So you asked me, where did I want to go next?
I did.
I feel like we were talking about things that were happening in the street. Street level crimes.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Street level living. Let's remain in the street. What's attached to streets? Driveways. Don't you got some driveway tales for me? Some driveway updates?
Well, I'm guessing some of y'all have already heard about this. Maybe we're down there. Maybe saw it for yourself. Unsure. But there were, I don't know. Are we positive I can say that word?
Yeah.
A bunch of earmuffs. Let's say that first.
Okay.
For the...
Oh, for anyone driving with their children in the car.
With the kiddos earmuffs. On the way to school. Okay, that's enough time. Dozens of dildos thrown.
Crazy.
At the Portland ICE facility driveway. And the video of these dorks out there trying to, like, kick away the dildos is hilarious. Yes, it will be on the Instagram if you haven't seen it. But shout out to Full Rev Media because that's where I saw
Full
the video.
Rev, is that work?
Yes. That's where I saw the video and was like, no! Because it's like, you could put any music to it, and it looks like you're about to slip on a banana peel.
Yeah,
but it's a dildo.
But also, why? What are you doing?
What do you mean?
Just get out there, shovels, trash bags, pick them up, boom, and get back to work. What are we doing, dorks?
Well, yeah, like the reporting I think is exactly that they're dorks. So protesters targeted ICE, and those have increasingly been creative, you know, finding more creative ways to demonstrate.
Yeah, to get and
that latest stunt of dozens of dildos is hilarious. And I'm not sure why, likely because the police are dorks, but that blocked access and disrupted their operations somehow because I guess tanks can't drive over dildos. Did you know that? I think that's what we're finding out.
I was unaware.
They got big old cars and machineries down there. They can't, those kidnap vans can't drive over plastic?
Every.
Silicone?
Every decision out there is made like a high level strategic, we got to call this in type of decision. Someone fills your pathway with debris. No one's got the common sense. To just pick, you got to turn it into a spectacle of some sort. We got to call down reinforcements from the roof now because we're being attacked.
Well, you got to have a sniper somewhere. Like, what? You got to have a sniper somewhere.
This is such a waste of resources. You're listening to X-Ray FM at KXRY Portland at 91.1 and 107.1 FM and in the Halen, Wheeler, Manzanita, and Rockaway Beach at 91.7 FM, streaming online everywhere at xray.fm. Like, come on, broskies. Come on. What are we doing? If I were working at the ICE facility, which never, I would be upset that we were in the news all the time. It's like, can we just...
For looking like dorks.
Looking like dorks.
Yeah.
It's like, I didn't sign up for all this coverage. I was just trying to get a check. Okay? Like, I purposely wear a mask. I just want to, like... I'm trying to get my kids through college.
Is this the kind of... terror that they are
they're facing. The job is so dangerous,
one of the most dangerous jobs ever.
Oh my god,
is that what that is?
Maybe lives are at stake. Yeah. I could trip and fall on this thing, twist my ankle, little loosey goosey. Oh no, I've gone down. We got a man down in the driveway.
What's due to a dildo?
Like, it's like Naked Gun. What is happening?
It here? Really is. But, like, if you're a joke, get treated like one. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I'm here for all of the Portland shenanigans that are happening. Like,
I love it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, they did a good job.
And if you let her shenan once, best believe she'll shenan again.
Fire.
You know what I'm saying?
I forgot about that one.
One of my favorites.
Best believe she'll shenan again. Oh, my God.
So I learned something yesterday, and I do wonder if you already knew this.
All right. Probably not.
Did you know that the U.S. military uses marine mammals in the
military
for missions?
Without paying them.
Well, I don't think that we have the same currency.
What level of compensation are my marine friends getting for this labor?
Fish, they get fed, they get they get some veterinary treatment. You know, someone, a doctor comes and checks them out. They're bagged and tagged in the way that you can always know where they are.
Sounds like food and healthcare.
Yeah, that's about and high praise.
Belly rubs.
Yep. High fives.
All right, I'll talk to my client and return to the table later.
Well, I want to know who else out here already knew this. I feel like Kyle already knew. And I want to know why Kyle did not let me know about this and left me in the dark. And I want to know why aren't the Navy SEALs supposed to be like the biggest deal? Marines and then Navy SEALs.
Yeah.
Am I right about that?
I think you are.
Like, the Navy SEALs are like a strike force.
Yeah.
Like it, right?
Yeah. They do the thing.
But they actually have sea lions. Like, you're using... Okay, let me just say it. The U.S. Navy has been running the U.S. Navy Marine Mammal Program since the 50s and 60s. They train dolphins and sea lions to detect underwater mines, track enemy divers, recover lost equipment, and protect harbors and ships. Dolphins basically ambush have better sonar than any human tech.
I believe it.
Which is why the military claims to still use them for that today. They've been deployed in real conflicts like Vietnam and Iraq.
I'm sorry, what? That's dangerous.
What do you mean?
To my marine friends, I don't like it.
Yeah, especially like detecting mines and then going to tell a human, I guess, and then I don't really understand how they're supposed to decide who's an enemy diver. Is it just that they are able to say there's a diver in the ocean? There's a foreigner.
Probably.
Yeah, but you don't know if they're a friend or foe.
No.
So do you know to alert?
I don't like it.
So this very much sounds like SeaWorld to me in the way that as Ambush just demonstrated, they get food, they get belly rubs, they get regular doctor visits. I'll consider that being okay. Except for they're in captivity. And they can never be happy little marine mammals.
No,
they can't. In captivity. This is just the U.S. government doing captivity for warfare. Calling it defense, I guess. And that's wild because it's illegal to try and communicate with a dolphin.
Unless you're the government.
Unless you're the government. Because you're already doing it. Which, is it not wild that it's illegal? Am I doing too much? Is this a little too
no.
out of the park, as
no,
they say?
I don't think so.
Like, what? Excuse me. What do you mean it's illegal? What do you mean you cannot try and... Why would that already be on the books? Is it because you could potentially communicate with a dolphin?
Is that smart, and the dolphin
would be able to tell us some stuff?
Is it them? It was the ravens too, right? It was crows.
Crows. Crows recognize your face, fam. Mm. Especially the ones that have done them wrong. Word to elephants. Crows, I don't know how these
crows about that work.
Yeah. I don't know how they haven't been weaponized more. Thankfully, they haven't. But
the crows?
Yeah.
I feel like I feel like the only reason they haven't been weaponized more is because of the illegality behind it. That's the only reason. Like, you cannot. It is illegal for you to train them to do things.
Are you hearing you?
Yeah. I think it's a combination of two things. Those who know may have a slight fear of that. And then the majority of the people just don't know how smart crows are. So within the community,
or how to train, or have the idea that they would even want
even
to train.
Couldn't fathom it. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is not civilians.
Yeah.
I'm saying.
Oh. No, they've been doing it. I'm with you on that. It's like they've been training crows forever. That's why they're
so
saying
this
bad
does
for you.
Bring us right back to the birds aren't real.
What?
Yep, that's it. I didn't mean to make this a conspiracy show, but the birds aren't real. They're all drones.
What?
Isn't that conspiracy theory? Birds aren't real?
I believe so. Pigeons aren't real. Birds aren't real. I don't subscribe to any of that.
It's birds aren't real. It's not just pigeons.
All right.
But birds are real. We know that for sure because we have a bird, Madam Young John, nesting 5 beautiful speckled teeny tiny little eggs.
For 5 eggs in, you
she
guys.
Is spastic right now. I don't know what's going on with her hormones. She's all over the place.
Oh my goodness.
She's thinking about abandoning her babies. I think they had a baby shower the other day. I think I met the dad. I'm unsure. He's very skittish.
He's running from his responsibilities.
I do think he might be running from his responsibilities. He acts like he doesn't know where their house is. You know?
He's like, is this where I'm supposed to be? Oh, hey, I've never seen you before. Stay focused. Stay focused, sir.
Do dads go to the nest? I didn't. Any birders?
It could have been like her sister. We don't know.
No, that's what I'm saying. I have no idea. I said, I think I met the dad.
Yeah. We did get a text. They fully armed dolphins and sacrificed them.
No.
Yeah. Dolphins with lasers on their heads.
Dolphins with lasers on their head.
Yeah. Seas. They only send liberal animals out there. The MAGA mammals are saved for voting.
Seas. There's a time difference. It's 8 o'clock over here, Seas.
Thank you. Thank you for your insight, sir. Really appreciate that. See, when you want to know what's up with the mammals, Seas is on the front lines.
Okay.
The MAGA mammals are safe for voting is hilarious.
Amazing.
Oh, my gosh.
Mm. So, yeah, you want to take a quick little music break and we can come. Oh, yeah, I already said what we're talking about. And we can come back with one of these non-delightful stories.
Sure. What do I want to do? Oh, okay. I know where I'm going. Let me cue up that music.
This is perfect time for everybody out there while he's queuing up the music to hit xray.fm, you know?
Yeah.
And hit that donate button.
Yep.
Go straight to that peer-to-peer. Type in news. See our logo.
Bam.
Give, give, give.
Boom.
Give, give, give.
Yeah.
Over and over and over.
Over and over. See you in a few. That's not the song I was going to play. This is.
The 2020 Labor Day fires devastated communities across.
Unbelievable.
Wow.
You know, so now I got to let that run for a little bit.
That's
unfortunate. I was thrown off there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Someone tried to take your song away from you.
It was ridiculous.
Yeah. I watched it. It was an actual direct attack.
I don't like it.
No.
I don't like it. Okay. So, peer-to-peer page is up. I am at this moment adding our link to our peer-to-peer page into our Instagram link tree. So you should be able to easily find it there as well.
Nice.
Yes.
Look at Ambush. That's what you were doing.
That's what I was doing. You know, trying to play catch up. We are a little bit behind. the curve here.
You know, life be life.
But we're going to be good now. And we'll be able to see your donations. It'll be amazing. Thank you guys ever so much.
Boom.
Yeah. All right. So, real quick, you can become a member. $10 a month, $15 a month, $20 a month. Monthly memberships. If you come into the $10 level, mm-hmm. it's like $10,000. Whoa.
Do $10,000.
You get that thank you pack. You come in at the $15 level, you get a t-shirt, $20 level, beach set. And we all know, living in the Pacific Northwest, you got to have a beach set.
Got to have a beach set for the Oregon coast, baby.
You know what I'm saying? All right, go time. Everyone's got to make a living. LOX, yeah. J-Lo, yeah, yo. We off the block this year. Went from a low to a lot this year. Everybody mad at the rocks that I wear. I know where I'm going and I know where I'm from. You hear locks in the air. Yeah, we at the airport out. D-block from the block where everybody air forced out. With a new white tee, you fresh. Nothing phony with us. Make the money, get the mansion, bring the homies with us. J-Lo to this headline clips. I stay grounded as the amounts roll in. I'm real, I thought I told ya. I'm real even on Oprah. That's just me. Nothing phony, don't hate on me. What you get is what you see. Don't be fooled by the rocks that I got. Fiance with Morgan Jones and DJ Ambush right here on X-Ray FM. Join the conversation. Shoot us a text at 971-220-5979. Again, that is 971-220-5979. Morgan, I have a question for you. When you first met me, were you fooled by the rocks that I got? Were you indeed fooled by them?
Huh? I think I was fooled by the thought that you wouldn't play songs of people that can't sing. I was fooled by that. I thought Ambush gets it. He's from Philly. That's a scene full of musicians. Just the city breathes music. And then he'd be like, you know who I really want to hear right now? A little J-Lo.
guys.
And not just the little J-Lo, but early J-Lo. What? Let's do it when she's like, so real.
Guys, when I put it on, Morgan said, in like the most exasperated voice, I put it on. She was like, oh, how did they make this work? I was in her dying.
And I mean it. I actually want to know how did they make that work? Like, she goes on tour, fam. Like, she sings out loud.
Yeah, on stage, full choreo, lights, pyrotechniques. Yeah, big things.
Can't sing.
Do you need that?
I guess not when you're a triple threat. Yeah. You know, when you can dance and you can act.
Uh-huh. And model.
Oh. Is that what she's known for? I don't think so. I'm pretty sure J-Lo is known as a triple threat for dancing, singing, and acting.
Well, you clearly mentioned that singing wasn't a skill, so I wanted to throw something else in there.
Well, I mean, my man, she's doing a career on it. She's got a career of also singing.
It's true.
I don't subscribe. I'm confused. I want to I don't know. I just can't handle it. That voice, it's flat, and they're just giving it to us. Like, that's actual.
Listen, the best talent I can offer you in moments like this is to stay real.
I would ask you to leave if I knew how to run the board. I would say you need a timeout.
Amber, that's enough out of you.
That's going to be enough out of you.
Thank you. We'll see you next Thursday, pending review. Oh, pull something behind my ear.
Oh.
Yeah, never.
That's an interesting place to get hurt. Right. Anyway, this text here says, man unit down in the driveway. I mean, we need units to kick dildos around the driveway. Bring some rubber gloves and steal your stomachs, boys. It's disgusting. Gotta steal that stomach. Man. You know? There's a whole bunch of things out there.
So what you want to jump into?
Well, first, Michelle said, this is an amazing time to be a pop star who has absolutely no skills or desire to develop them. It is.
Holy crap.
It's the perfect time.
Yeah, for sure. That means she was ahead of her time, you guys.
No, that means it's always been a great time to be that.
Oh. That means she was ahead of her time, you guys.
Oh, okay. Right back to it. Well, Ambush, which story do you want me to give you first? Do you want? I'm going to give you options. We have potentially someone trying to get into the Christmas club, you know?
Right.
We have the harm of Elon Musk's XAI, and we have Ticket Nation.
I want you to start in a place that I know is dear to your heart. Give me that Ticket Nation.
I'm smiling very big because I know exactly what you meant.
Oh, yeah. Give me that Ticket Nation. Give me that treachery. Huh?
Well, you know, gather around.
Gather around, folks.
This is one of those stories that if you have ever been trying to order tickets for, you know, your favorite group, person, whatever, and have had to rage refresh a ticket page, you may feel seen. A federal jury has officially said what fans, artists, and honestly anybody who's tried to see a live show has been screaming for years, and I do mean years. The parent company has been running an illegal monopoly and overcharging people for tickets. Sorry, the parent company of Ticketmaster has been running an illegal monopoly and overcharging people for tickets.
Hmm.
A jury absolutely said, yeah, that's what they've been doing. This came after a long 7-week trial in New York, and after just a few days of deliberation, the jury landed on guilty of anti-competitive behavior.
Bruh.
meaning they weren't just big, they were using that size to shut out competition and keep prices high while giving us worse service. And if you're thinking, wait, is this why getting concert tickets feels like the Hunger Games? It is exactly that. They have created that exact environment. The case really picked up steam after the whole disaster of the website crashing. Sorry, I just lost my website crashing, fans getting locked out, and that happening multiple times for different artists. It happened with Taylor Swift. It happened with Beyonce. If anybody remembers, which you probably wouldn't, it happened when I was in Denver, and they, what is Denver's baseball team? The Rockies.
Yeah, don't ask me.
I think they were going to the World Series,
okay.
And the entire site done in like 2 seconds.
It
like
just they collapsed?
Just collapsed.
Yikes.
Now, that was a very long time ago, because that was a very long time ago. But that was one of the things for me working in that industry at the time that was like, wait, what? Because you can't be sold out. I know how ticketing works. There's no such thing as selling out on the first day. Absolutely no such thing. Sorry, I'll get back to the story. The ruling could actually force a breakup, which is what is supposed to happen, separating Ticketmaster entirely from Live Nation, or it separating them in a way where they can't be in control of the venue, the ticketing, and the promotion. And that would be a very big deal.
Yeah.
Because right now they control huge chunks of they control the industry. The promoting tours, owning venues, selling the tickets, doing actual sort of ticketing deals and promo deals, tour deals with artists where they, you know, if you want to play our amphitheater, you have to also go through our promo. And correct. You have to also it's just vertical integration on steroids. Like, they have literally done all of the things. They've taken over the industry completely. The jury also found that Ticketmaster overcharged fans by about $1.72 per ticket over several years. That doesn't sound like a lot, but multiply that across millions of tickets and suddenly it's serious money.
It's
you
ridiculous.
Know? And that number is going to be used to calculate damages, so the financial hit could be bigger than they have received previously. You might remember that they were sort of slapped on the wrist by the DOJ and mm-hmm. fined, I think, like $53
million, mm-hmm.
something like that.
Fined what they make in a day.
I mean, laughable amount of money.
Yeah.
Laughable for that to be some sort of penalty or holding them responsible for anything. And let's not get it twisted. Live Nation is already saying this isn't over. We are appealing.
Oh, absolutely.
We are going to challenge multiple parts of this case.
You daggone
so
right.
So this is not like the final chapter, mm-hmm. but this moment does matter. Like, it is a pretty big deal. This has been blatant, y'all. Like, yeah. This has been a very blatant monopoly since the beginning. Many, many years ago, being in that industry when Live Nation merged with Ticketmaster, I was like, wait.
This sounds like a bad idea.
Wait, you guys, you can't. What do you mean there will be Live Nation only venues and AEG only venues? Like, what do you mean? Mm-hmm. There is no competition. So when an arena wants to be able to put on all of the touring shows, now they need to find a way to be able to get both.
Right.
Right? But Live Nation and Ticketmaster are so big, never too big to fail. But they're so big and so integrated in all of the ticketing. I mean, I certainly, in that time, watched Ticketmaster buy multiple ticketing systems,
just
small
wild
ticketing services that had even cooler features and then just sat on them.
Yeah.
They just sat. This could open the door, though, for smaller ticket companies, independent venues, and artists who've been boxed out of that system to translate to more competition. They can get out there. They can potentially lower prices. Maybe, just maybe, a future where seeing your favorite artist doesn't require a payment plan and emotional recovery time from losing all of the, you know, what are they called? Auction, what are they called? Ticket, raffles and
yeah,
auctions or whatever, and then buying from third-party sellers. And the way that Ticketmaster and Live Nation both were like, there's money on the table. We know for sure we can't set those prices. Mm. We can't set a, you know, Justin Timberlake ticket for $1,200, but
somebody can.
Somebody is, and we want a piece of that.
Yeah. Yeah.
That is, I mean, this is an industry that they were so big, they could have stopped. They could have spent the money. They could have lobbied for stronger laws against third-party selling.
Mm-hmm.
They have absolutely all of the technology that you would need to be able to stop the amount of brokers that are able to bot their way through buying all of the tickets. They mm-hmm. absolutely have the technology, and they always have. And it was like me sitting there looking at concert tickets going, I feel like this is an experiment.
Somebody said, it shouldn't be cheaper for me to fly to Amsterdam and see Pink than it should be for me to see her in my own state.
Flat out.
I was cracking up when I saw
flat that out. But that's what happens when the only tickets on your site now are third-party tickets. Now, you are getting fees from the ones that you sold, the money from the one that you sold. Now you're getting big fees off of the ones that people are third-party selling.
Right.
But be clear, if that third-party seller sells that ticket more than once, First come, first serve, baby.
Mm.
They're just now, you know, in the last couple of years doing textable tickets. Like, it's just...
Right, right.
And that's a little too easy for you to forward on to multiple people.
I got to do...
When it comes to that.
I got
to
do better with my cynicism. When I first saw this, right, the first thing that popped in my head was like, oh, they're going to... You know, this is Ticketmaster. This is Live Nation. They're gonna find a workaround. Hum, hum, hum. I went on with my day. And that's not... Hey, man. When we get the wins...
Right.
We got to build on that. We got to celebrate it. We got to talk about it. We got to let people know, look, it is possible. it's these wins like this that motivate us to be activated in our own communities. Just like when in Philadelphia they won the Chinatown, they wanted to move the Spectrum to Chinatown. Not the Spectrum. They wanted to build a new Sixers stadium in Chinatown.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this is coming. There's no way to stop this, you guys. And they stopped it.
And I was like, no, they have to stop it.
They have to.
They're going
to
displace everybody.
Yeah.
Also, those kind of moments are just like, what sick joke is this supposed to
be? Yeah.
You know what I mean? What sick joke is this supposed to be? That would not work for a city, period. One thing that Philly has, when you have a city that has multiple
teams
and multiple stadiums, arenas.
Multiple
and, you know
arenas.
What I mean?
There's no shortage, you guys.
You have to have that a little further on the end of the downtown.
Yeah.
You can't have that in the center of the city.
Mm-mm.
This is already an incredibly busy town or city that has every transportation that you can.
Yeah.
And a lot of people on foot and a lot of people in cars. Like, it's just packed.
Yeah.
It just does not make any sense at all. I have to stop everything in order to read this text message from Billy Joe.
Okay.
Are you ready?
I am.
DJ Ambush. I worked in my trade and lived just south of Philly in Claymont, Delaware, from 90 to 92, working at the Scott Paper Mill in Chester, PA, on the Delaware River. Enjoying the discussion today, Billy Joe.
Billy Joe.
Shout out Chester.
There is zero chance. Zero chance. It's like the Infinity Gems. We were in the same place at one point in time. Had to be.
You were.
What?
You definitely were.
You were working at Scott Paper while I was living in Chester.
Yeah.
Huh? Attending high school. Running the streets. Claymont, Delaware. Absolutely.
Been there.
What? My high school was right outside of Claymont. It was practically Claymont. I don't know why you just claimed it was Claymont. You get some really good hoagies down there. Mm. Billy Joe. Hoagies. This is what I'm talking about.
That's super cool.
Scott Paper. Man, who did you know to get that job?
Right. Right.
Getting to Scott Paper is no joke. No joke. Oh,
maybe out of town. That's it.
Okay. Maybe.
All of those plants made the promises of bringing jobs to Chester, and all the Chester people were going to get jobs. This is not intended to make you feel any way, Billy.
Please don't. Please.
That's
don't.
Not the point.
Yeah.
At all.
Yeah.
But then, I mean, as recent as with the casino that's next to the prison.
Yeah. Right next to the prison. Yeah.
Bruh.
Billy Joe, have you watched Task? Is it Task? No. Yeah. Dope Thief. Which one was the one right next?
Oh, Dope Thief is in Philly, and then
Task
is also in Philly.
But yeah, they both. There was Dope Thief. They showed SCI, the prison in Chester, but it was like, that's not the prison in Chester,
right?
Because there's no casino next to it.
They didn't show the casino.
The overhead shot was like, I'm sorry, that's a lot of trees and stuff. I don't see a casino.
So close.
Or 291. What's going on over here?
No cigar.
Yeah. Billy Joe.
Good
man.
Morning, Dibs. I'm going to say that kind of quiet. Dibs said, never thought I'd say this, but I woke up hungover and was cured by dildo news.
Mm.
Thank you for your courage.
Dibs, more of that on the way, all right? Weekly updates.
I mean, if the protesters keep going, I'm going to keep reporting on it. That's for sure.
For anyone that is just joining us, we are in the fun drive.
It's happening.
We are in the fun drive. We're in the first week of the fun drive. Head on over to xray.fm, hit that donate button. It'll take you to the Spring Fun Drive page. There's also a huge Spring Fun Drive icon, logo, graphic on the first page. You can hit that. Bam. Then hit the peer-to-peer, and you can find our page just by typing in news, and you can donate to the station through our show. Is it a competition? Yes.
Yes.
Are we trying to hit our goal?
Yes. Yes.
Are we trying to blow through our goal?
Yes. Do we want to win? Yes.
Do you guys hear that? Morgan does not play when it comes to competitive anythings. Sports, competitions, drawings. She wants to win.
Baby shower games.
Baby shower. Listen, do not play
with
Morgan.
Walking in, I'm taking every prize.
How many jelly beans are in that jar, please? Everyone step back.
Yeah. Guess it looks... I'm the only one who did interactive math, huh? Watch me work. Closest every time.
I have seen her at baby showers, you guys. It's not a joke. There was one we went to and there wasn't games. And she was like, what am I doing here? She's like, what am I doing
here?
Who
cares?
Ambush, pull the car around.
Yeah. Why would you bring me to such a... sorry thing.
Such a gameless baby shower.
Why would you have a baby shower if there are no games? Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
You care about the baby?
You're very... Okay. All right. I'm gonna hop into a music break.
Not at the baby shower. I don't know the baby.
It's true.
You know?
Yeah, it's true. It's true.
I'm already faking some things by being here. Mm. Let me win.
Give you some
opportunity.
Give you some play. Give you some play away.
Yeah.
All right. I'm not mad at that. All right. We're going to hop into another music break.
We'll come back with the NAACP.
Yeah.
Or something.
rubber, no lie lie, give me strength, let me prosper. Daddy say you want me to be lawyer, be doctor, riff raff, kiddy con, window shopper. Oh yeah, fine boy, take away auntie, bougie, akile, oh I fancy, when I see a type,
one time kill, if I born it, it's mine, you can't stop me, hey, you can't stop me, oh.
Fiance with Morgan Jones and DJ Ambush right here on X-Ray FM. We are in the fun drive. We are in the fun drive. Head on over to xray.fm. Hit that donate button. Become a member today. Tell a friend about a friend. Ask them to become a member today.
Mm-hmm.
Get your membering on.
Membering?
Yeah.
I like it.
Member up.
I also like that.
Okay. All right. You can also join the conversation. Text us at 971-220-5979. Again, that is 971-220-5979. Join the convo. Hey, let us know what you love about X-Ray. You know? Let us know what you love about us. MJ loves praise. And
I
love
respond.
Watching MJ love praise.
I respond well to positive
reinforcement. Yeah.
Affirmations or something like that.
Something like that.
I don't know my love language, but I know I like that. And can I just add?
Yeah.
From the idea of why would I be a member? Being a sustaining member, meaning you give monthly, means they can absolutely count on what's coming in.
Yeah.
And allows X-Ray to be able to plan better.
Mm-hmm.
And that means staffing, that means equipment, that means events, that means all of the things that make X-Ray, being able to plan, knowing that money is coming in and you don't have to worry about it.
Yeah.
Incredibly helpful for all independent folks and smaller media. But just think how much that could help.
Brought to you in part by members like you.
Boom.
Boom. Okay.
Ambush, could you get into the NAACP story?
Sure. So I need you guys to picture this for a second. You wake up, you're in your neighborhood, regular day. But right down the street, there's one of the largest AI data centers in the country. And it's being powered by a row of gas turbines just pumping pollution into the air. And nobody asked you if you were cool with that. Let's really think about this one. Think about what would you do? because this is not hypothetical. This is not down the line. This is happening right now in Tennessee. Today in South Memphis, people are living next to a massive AI data center built by Elon Musk's company, XAI. They call it Colossus. And they ain't lying. All to power their chatbot, Grok. And instead of being powered by a stable, regulated energy source, the facility's been running on a cluster of methane gas turbines, brought in fast, installed fast, and according to environmental groups, some of them operating without proper air permits. That means fossil fuel equipment emitting pollution next to people's homes without going through the full process as supposed to protect public health. What that actually mean? What's that actually mean for the people living there? We're talking nitrogen oxides, which inflame your lungs, trigger asthma attacks, and over time can permanently reduce lung function. We're talking formaldehyde, a known carcinogen. Long-term exposure is linked to cancers, especially affecting the respiratory system. So for kids in those neighborhoods, that can look like more ER visits, inhalers becoming a daily necessity.
Which are too expensive.
Right, because there's no free healthcare. Missing school because breathing is harder than it should be. And for elders, worsening chronic illness, higher risk of hospitalization, shortened life expectancy. That's what a few turbines actually translates to. And all this is happening in historically black neighborhoods that have been dealing with industrial pollution for decades, i.e. Chester, PA.
Mm-hmm.
So this isn't just impact. It's accumulation. Now, you wouldn't think something this impactful would come with clear communication, community consent, and strict oversight. But according to local advocates and officials, that didn't happen in the way it should have. And when it comes to Elon Musk and XAI, there hasn't been a meaningful public acknowledgement of the harm being raised by residents. No clear pause, no accountability moment yet. Just continued operation while the concerns pile up. And there are a pair of brothers who actually live there. Justin J. Pearson, who represents that district, and his brother, Kashawn Pearson, who leads Memphis Community Against Pollution. The Pearsons are not mincing words. They've shown up to hearings, challenging regulators, calling out both the company and the systems that allowed this to happen. Kashawn has called this what it is, a human rights issue. Because clean air is not a luxury. It's not something to be traded or sold. However, while residents are raising alarms about what they're breathing, there have been conversations about the community getting a share of the tax revenue from this project. And that framing is dangerous and gross, might I say. Because it turns something fundamental like the right to breathe clean air into a negotiation. It's like it's reasonable to say we accept a higher cancer risk if the check is big enough. We should not be negotiating with billionaires about access to clean air and clean water or safe environments to live in. That's not a deal. That's coercion with the dollar amount attached. And this doesn't stop at Memphis. The NAACP has now filed a lawsuit alleging that similar turbine setups are happening in Mississippi. Again, near homes, schools, and churches. Raising concerns and questions about permits, oversights, and who's being exposed. Same pattern, different location. The lawsuit is essentially saying you don't get to build the future by cutting corners on the people who are least protected from the consequences. Mm. Because when you pull back, this is what it looks like when speed, profit, and power outrun regulation, outrun accountability, and outrun basic human protection. And somehow it just keeps landing in the same communities. Mm. So the question isn't just, is this happening, or how? We know it is. The question is, why is it acceptable to treat certain communities like testing grounds, where the risk is immediate, the harm is immeasurable, the harm is measurable, and the benefits are somewhere else entirely? Folks in Memphis are making it clear. They're not willing to be sacrificed for somebody else's version of the future. And they shouldn't have to fight this hard just to breathe. Terrible.
Bruh. All for Grok.
Yeah.
You know, all for a chatbot. Like, Help.
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 Someone said, how do I get to the peer-to-peer page? Okay, go to xray.fm. The big spring fund drive
icon banner,
hit that. And then there's a button that says peer-to-peer directly below it. Bam, hit that. And if you type in news in the search, we pop right up. I'll run that down again. Hit the spring fund drive banner. Hit the peer-to-peer button. Uh-oh. What happened?
No, you keep
going. Oh, and then type in news in the search, and you can find our page. Now, here's the thing. Once we start raising some money and getting closer to our goal, it'll be so much easier to find our page because we'll be at the top of the list, or at least in the top five or something. But, yeah. Communities that deal with environmental racism and pollution at this level. What were you going to say, MJ?
I'm sorry. Someone said, wait, they call it Colossus? Like Colossus, the Forbin Project? Look it up, fiancés. So I did.
Oh, no.
Colossus, the Forbin Project is a 1970 American science fiction thriller. The film is about an advanced American defense system named Colossus becoming sentient. That's all I read so far. That's it. That's all. And I don't need to read more.
It's like a competition with these guys. They pick the worst names. Palantir.
No, they tell Colossus. Them themselves.
Yeah, it's just like, oh my God.
I just
we are the Empire.
What? Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Billy Joe, you know what I'm talking about. Environmental racism.
Oh,
black
absolutely.
And brown communities faced with pollution that would not exist in other communities. When you are of that community, generations of people are being affected. Cancer, asthma, eczema, all types of things that people in the community are dealing with. And they don't know why. Most of them have no idea why. Generation after generation, it's, grandma had cancer. Well, you know, my uncle had cancer. You know, it's what it is. It is what it is.
Is what it is.
Whole time, your water and your air is polluted.
Your grandma had cancer and the other people in your family had cancer because of the carcinogens being pumped into the area in which they live or the food that they eat. The air that we breathe, the water we drink, like, it's just, these people do not care. And
no.
Imagine having to negotiate with billionaires about clean water and clean air. They do not give one about us.
No, they don't.
Or the world. I mean, it's going to forever blow my mind that you can be such a strong capitalist and want nothing but to win Monopoly and have all the money and the things and the stuffs. But for what?
Yeah.
Because even if you, Elon, make it to Mars, which, and colonize it, which is laughable. But even if you do that, what's that movie called?
Which one?
Elysium or
Elysium?
Something like that?
Yeah.
Even if you get to Elysium.
Oh. Boy, that's a rough one, you guys.
Even if you make Colossus the American defense system that becomes sentient, and then we know what that means. Oh, my word. Your end is your end. You know what I mean? Like, I don't understand. You're not making it out alive. It doesn't matter how many different people's blood you transfuse into yourself.
Or how many versions of your consciousness you put into a computer. Somewhere.
That too. Or how many babies you have with the idea that you're going to produce a bunch of yous.
Yeah.
That will do the same thing you did. You're literally killing the planet and millions and billions of people globally, creating all of the ills and the issues. And I don't mean Elon Musk only.
Right.
But, you know, capitalism has nothing but legitimate love for corporations and dollars. That's it.
I think the worst part about this is when you have the regulators and the legislators trying to sell us on it, they're trying to convince us that, listen, you got to let these big corporations in because it's going to be great for the community. And the argument at this point, because every single time you want to bring them to the table and give them what they want and get your back end, you're always trying to sell us it's great for the community. What was it before? Oh, more jobs. Oh, more resources. Oh, they're going to bring in grocery stores, higher standard of living. You'll see, you'll see, you'll see. All of that is off the table. It's never happened. Now, the argument is we don't want them to come in because we want to breathe fresh air and we want clean water. Basic things. And they're still saying the same thing. We got to support these big businesses because it's going to be great for our community. What is great for our community when we don't have clean water? How is that possible? How can a community thrive in an area where they can't breathe without breathing in pollutants?
Pollutants that are directly linked to respiratory issues, to cancer, to...
And brain development.
Brain development.
I gotta say that over and over again. People were made aware of the impact of lead on children's brains when it was happening, when the Flint thing blew up, right?
Well, they were made aware before then.
Yeah, but I mean, it was like, people were like, oh, snap, like, So imagine, this has been happening in and around black and brown communities for decades. This ties directly into the prison industrial complex. You're removing education, you're removing arts programs, you're damaging children's brains, and then it's like, why are they making these decisions? We got to put them away somewhere where they'll be, you know, away from society. It's like, what? Like, come on, man. Come on. You got to let up somewhere. I was very heartened to hear how these brothers are attacking the situation.
Right.
Because, yes, we can go with the corporations. I am always in the same place every single time. I'm not going to blame a wolf for being a wolf. I'm not going to blame a shark for being a shark. Who let them out the tank?
Right.
Who let this wolf in our yard?
Who weaponized those sharks?
Right. Who put lasers on the sharks? Okay? Your job as a legislator, your job as a regulator is to regulate and legislate on behalf of the people. That's it. You shouldn't be in a town hall where all the people are yelling at you and you're turning to the people yelling back at them. You are the voice of the people. Turn around and talk to the corporations.
Whoop.
Got to get you guys out of here, man. If you're not doing your job, got to get you out of here.
I think this is C said it's great for your community.
Yes.
Not our community.
Yes. It's great for your community.
Your community. There are a few texts here that I want to read, Ambush.
Yeah.
One, point and kill. Love that. Praise up, wake up, and revolution. Be a revolutionary. Give love. Be a member.
Hey.
Come on now.
I love that.
Out here writing scripts. Okay.
I love that.
I don't know who that was because I can never tell unless you put your name. But
that one doesn't have a name yet.
They also said, I think it's the same number, said, point and kill, that's what I do. But how do I/we burn it all down before they kill us?
Facts.
I'm going to come back to that. And then also said, I think y'all's love language may be agape, if I'm pronouncing that agape.
Agape, yep.
Agape?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We agree that we don't want to see the world eat itself. I used to work in a warehouse. I know how that guy who burned that one down feels. We all up in our fields in America right now. We got to take a long, hard look in the mirror and make communities.
Facts.
Look, the warehouse is burning.